and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Some people were slightly injured when a Lego display collapsed this afternoon in Peabody, Massachusetts. It happened during a New Year's party. Here's CBS News Boston reporter Louisa Muller.
8 people were transported to the hospital.
The Lego structure fell about 12 feet onto adults and children. Hundreds of Japanese and tourists crowded the grounds of a temple in Tokyo at midnight to welcome in the new year. It's already 2025 in much of Asia and in Australia and New Zealand. A new Congress will be sworn in later this week, and then the House of Representatives will vote on a speaker. Here's CBS News political reporter Libby Cathy on Capitol Hill.
Trump's team now saying this is done, this is settled, now that Trump is endorsed Speaker Johnson. But we'll see on Friday if those Republicans can stay united when they elect a new speaker.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. An update in the hunt for Virgil G. Thew in connection with 3 deaths in New Lisbon. On Sunday night, a little after 10 p.m., the Juneau County Sheriff's Office was contacted by the Monroe County Sheriff's Office asking for assistance in locating a missing juvenile. The juvenile was last seen with Virgil Thew, age 47, known to live in New Lisbon. A little before 8 yesterday morning, the New Lisbon police joined the investigation and throughout the course of the day were made aware of a second missing juvenile. Around 4:30 yesterday afternoon, 2 juveniles and 1 adult were found dead inside a home on West Bridge Street in New Lisbon. Police are looking for Virgil Thew, last seen wearing a dark-colored down coat, blue jeans, and a hat. Virgil should be considered armed and dangerous. Do not confront him. Call 911 if you have any information. It's New Year's Eve, a time for reflection and maybe goal-setting for the year ahead. Lisa Hale has more.
Setting New Year's resolutions, or goals, is the tradition for the beginning of the new year. Emily Wright, a lifestyle coach with True Self Coaching and Energetics in Poinette, says keeping the goals achievable is important.
I think it's important to have a realistic expectation so we're not setting ourselves up for a disappointment right away. And I think the baby steps is key because that way we can, maybe you have the goal of 40 pounds, but maybe it's 2 pounds in the first month. So can we achieve that? Fantastic. Can we achieve then what is the next one?
Wright also recommends writing down your goals so that you can revisit them and celebrate your successes.
Americans are projected to spend over $12 billion less on gasoline in 2025. According to Gas Buddy, the 2025 fuel price outlook forecasts the third consecutive year of lower gas and diesel prices. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers dealing with injuries. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers reviewed their loss to the Vikings and had injured players check in. Backup safety Zane Anderson going through the concussion protocol. Rookie quad injury. Jair Alexander has been trying to return after suffering a torn PCL in his right knee in October. Will he be back in time for the playoffs? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I don't know. As soon as I know, I'll let you guys know.
Like a difference of opinion between what he thinks his health is and what you guys think it is?
Yeah, I can't really get into all that. I do know that he's been dealing with swelling, and, you know, he doesn't feel right to go out there and play.
The Packers will host the Bears this Sunday at noon. Green Bay will likely end up the 6th or 7th seed and face the Eagles, the Rams, or maybe the Buccaneers on the road in the wild card round of the playoffs. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks playing the Chicago Bulls at the United Center today. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, I'm Ashley, your marketing consultant here at WFHR and WIRI, and I am here to help local businesses, big and small. I want to wish everyone a happy holiday and a Merry Christmas.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, cloudy skies, temps in the low 30s, and a slight chance of a snow shower. For tonight, cloudy, overnight low of 19, mostly cloudy for New Year's Day, breezy with a high of 23, breezy Thursday, partly sunny, high of 20.
It's 30 at our studios.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we lead into Civic Media's New Year's Eve celebration with Lou Regani, with highlights from my appearances on some of your favorite Civic Media shows. Happy New Year, everyone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good afternoon and happy New Year's Eve to each and every one of you. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I want to thank you for being here with me on New Year's Eve. And I want to wish you and yours a very, very happy New Year. May it bring you all that you hope for and more. Please be safe out there. Take care of one another. That's one of the things that I want you to hear from me today. Make sure everybody gets home safely. Please do not drive. If you've had any cocktails, call that Lyft or Uber. Make sure your friends and family all get home safe. And I wish you all the best from me to you for a wonderful 2025. I can't wait to come back and be with you live for my first show in 2025 on January 6th. I'll be back in the chair. And again, my thanks to everyone at Civic Media for giving me a little bit of time off. So we're going to close out this segment before we have some of that special curated content that we'll have for you for the rest of this Maggie Dawn Show on New Year's Eve. We're going to close it out with a little bit more of Harry Connick Jr. and What Are You Doing on New Year's? Thanks for sharing it with us here at Civic Media. Happy New Year's, everybody.
Maybe it's much too early in the game. But I thought
you're listening to the best of the Maggie Dawn Show. Happy New Year. You just heard him, folks. His name's Dan Schaefer. He's the political editor for Civic Media. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. We've been recombobulating 2024, and then we're going to precombobulate 2025, give us some things to keep your eyeballs on. We just talked about the fact that we, in the state of Wisconsin, on a local legislative basis, or statewide legislative basis, had an election with fair maps, finally. We had Dems pick up a bunch in the state legislature in highly competitive races. What was the sort of final batting averages coming out of the fall election?
Yeah, so the in the assembly, I would say the Democrats maybe got a little bit less than I was expecting, that many people were hoping for. There was a real chance that they could flip the chamber. They came up 5 seats short. So it's going to be a 54 to 45 balance in the Wisconsin State Assembly and a Republican majority. They're much smaller than the near supermajority status that they had yes. previously. So Democrats were able to pick up 10 seats there, which is significant, and narrow that margin quite a bit. And then I think the real terrific performance that Democrats had in the legislature was in the state Senate. So yes. there were 5 races there, 4 that were either, you know, previously Republican held or had a Republican incumbent. And then another that was a Democratic seat. Brad Paff was the state senator there. And you know, it was like, okay, these are the five races that are going to be the most competitive in the state Senate. Democrats won all five. So they were able to, there we go. They were able to pick up all five of those seats, end the Republican supermajority in the state Senate and get it to an 18-15 breakdown and really put the Senate majority in play for 2026 when the rest of the chamber will be on the ballot. So I think, you know, that is a really, really, that's something that, you know, Wisconsin state Senate Democrats can really be proud of there.
Yeah, I think overall a big win for democracy, small d, because, again, competitive districts should always be the point. It's how we ensure that our government is actually responsive to us. And I've been heartened to see these changes on the state level, right, on the state and local level here in Wisconsin. You know, everybody pays attention to the national political discourse, but the saying is all politics is local. And that's not only true on a grassroots organizing basis, it's true.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball.
High post, Williams, fadeaway, 15th quarter is through. Douglas down to one, Douglas flips it up to the free throw line, and it's good. On a driving shot there by Hallie Douglas.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show. Here's the voice of Wisconsin women's basketball, John Arias.
After a setback in Bloomington on Saturday, the Badgers return to Madison in the Kohl Center as they look to keep their winning ways rolling. Wisconsin hasn't lost at home this season, a perfect 7-0, and they'll look to remain unbeaten at home when they host the Minnesota Gophers. It's time for a border battle. It's time for Badger basketball. Well, coming up on today's pregame show, we'll get a scout of the Gophers with assistant coach Jamie Gleason. We'll take a look inside the Badger numbers and a milestone that might be reached today from Sarah Williams. But up next, we'll hear from Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin women's basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Are you struggling this year with gift ideas for your loved ones? You want to find them something that shows you care and also something they'll love? Let this year be a little different when you let Johnson's Chrysler Jeep come to the rescue with all its service center has to offer. This year, get them a new set of tires, maybe an oil change pack, or a vehicle upgrade. Give them something they'll use every day and save yourself all the hassle. Call the Johnson's Chrysler Jeep Service Center today and make this Christmas one to remember. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from their team to yours.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Center. Big Ten play continues for Wisconsin. The Badgers host the Minnesota Gophers, joined by Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. I was curious from like a coaching philosophy, when your team, like in that first quarter against Indiana got a big lead, but your team was able to come back. When you're trying to come back in a game like that, what is the message to the team, or how do you approach something like that where, you know, if you can get on a run, you're right back in it?
I think, you know, the biggest thing I was trying to emphasize was they were killing us in transition and that we needed to really understand about our transition defense. But, you know, we had some empty possessions and that can take a toll on you, you know, mentally, emotionally, and then some of the wheels start to fall off. And I think that second quarter was really killed us. And then we were able to kind of steady the course a little bit, but we were so far behind at that point. And they got some momentum and they were able to really kind of take advantage of that. But I think for our team, more than anything in those types of games, it's we need to still compete. We still need to try to execute what we're doing. If the game is out of hand, you know, later into the game, we still need to be who we are and continue to play for 40 minutes.
How would you characterize the team's defense this season? Because when you look at a lot of the statistics, this year's team is off to a better start than, for example, last season's some of the key defensive metrics. How do you see the defense on this year's team?
Yeah, I think I would say that we're good. I don't think we're great. I think that there's a lot of things that we still need to be able to clean up. I think, you know, we've got to make sure that we're not giving people wide open threes. I think that's, you know, guard the three-point line a little bit better. And I think our transition defense, I think if we can clean up those two areas, I think that we can become an even better defensive team. But, you know, it's no secret that if you have better defense and then obviously you score the ball, you're going to have more success. And so I think we've emphasized a lot of things, but we still are still a lot of things that we need to continue to get better at.
Team 7-0 at the Kohl Center this season. What's been the biggest reason why?
I think there's comfort, obviously, of playing at home. I think there's also, you know, we've talked about protecting our home court and making sure that, you know, each time someone comes in here that we play extremely well and that we expect to win. And so I think our players have taken that to heart. And we got another opportunity today to do that with Minnesota.
Best luck. Thanks.
Thank you, John.
That's head coach Marissa Mosley. We'll get a scout of the Golden Gophers coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours. When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find their forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to local area businesses, and we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs. Made possible by sponsors like you who help keep this program running for all of the animals in this community.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Pre-game show continues. It's a border battle. Wisconsin takes on the Minnesota Golden Gophers, joined by assistant coach Jamie Gleason now to talk about the Gophers. Now, the offense the last couple of seasons for Minnesota has gone around Mara Braun. Obviously, she's injured. She's not onto the court. How has that changed them as a team?
Well, they do have very balanced scoring, so I think it kind of forced the team to share the ball a little bit more. So now, like I said, they have pretty balanced scoring, and they're also leading the league in bench points. So once they go to their bench, they have people that are capable scorers as well.
Tori McKinney, she's a freshman, scored double figures in 8 of her last 9 games. What do you see with her?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked a lot about her in preparation for this game because she's coming off of her career high. So obviously congrats to her. She's had a great start as a freshman. But she really pushes the pace for them. She's really quick in transition, so we talked a lot about that. So really just containing her, but she does have a lot to her game.
You talk about their shooting, Grace Grahulski has the most threes made and attempted for this team. So what do you kind of need to be aware with her today?
Yeah, I think overall, like, our game plan for this game is no open threes, no wide open layups, right? We want to force them into contested tough twos because that's what they want to do is shoot the open three. And like you said, Grace Grahulski, she is one of the main culprits of that, made the most, attempted the most from that three-point line.
What kind of defense do they have? I know they lead the Big Ten in fewest points per game allowed, but what do you see when you look at Minnesota's defense?
I think they do a really good job of playing in the gaps. They don't really allow, especially a post presence, to make a big impact in games because they have heavy help. They play well in their gaps, and they also turn you over because of that. So it's going to be important that we take care of the ball today and really just find our most open teammate and be willing to make those passes.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, that's assistant coach Jamie Gleason. Keep it right here. The Badger Notebook is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays
from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
And welcome back, courtside at the Kohl Center. John Oddie is with you. It's time for the Badger Notebook. Wisconsin hosts Minnesota this afternoon in a border battle. The Badgers off to a 10-3 record this season, their best start since the 2009-2010 season. Wisconsin also perfect at home, 7-0 here at the Kohl Center. That hasn't happened since the 2006-2007 season. But standing in their way, a 13-1 Minnesota team. Now, when you look at the series history, the Badgers have had the better of the Gophers over the last few games. In fact, Wisconsin has won the last four in a row in this series, but overall they trailed the series. Minnesota leads at 47 wins to 40 losses. Here in Madison, the series is tied, 21 apiece on each side. Also keeping an eye on Sarah Williams here today. Well, we're always keeping an eye on Sarah Williams, but she is now three blocks away from tying Cassie Rochelle for second in the Wisconsin career blocks list. Williams at 178. Rochelle, who played from 2010 to 2015, is at 181. We'll see if Williams can reach that milestone this afternoon. Keep it right here. A quick spin around the Big Ten. Then it's tip-off between the Badgers and Gophers. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza, proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in a generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
Welcome back, courtside at the Kohl Center. John Audius with you. Time for a quick spin around the Big Ten. This Badgers-Minnesota game, one of three games in Big Ten women's hoops today. One has gone final as Washington picked up an 84-75 win over Illinois. The Huskies now 11-4 this season. The Illini dropped to 11-3 overall. And also this one in the third quarter at last check, it's Oregon 43, Northwestern 34. Badgers and Gophers coming up next. We'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Music Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph, Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed?
It was an itsy
bitsy, yes, itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Live at the Kohl Center, time for a border battle between Wisconsin and Minnesota. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First for the Gophers, 13-1 this season and 1-1 in Big Ten play under their second-year coach, Don Plitzu-White. Amaya Battle is a 5'11 junior, about 8.5 points per game for her. Torrey McKinney is a 6'1 freshman from Minnetonka, Minnesota, coming off a career-high 25 points against Penn State last game. Mallory Heyer, 6'1 and a junior, leads the team at almost 7 rebounds per game. Grace Grahulski is 5'10 and a sophomore, shoots the most threes of any Gopher. Sophie Hart is in the middle, 6'5 senior center. For the Badgers, under fourth-year coach Marissa Mosley, Wisconsin is 1-1 in the Big Ten. Carter McCray, 6'1 sophomore, 11 points per game, the second most rebounds for the Badgers this season at 7.5 per contest. Tess Myers is a 5'9 grad student, transfer from Duquesne, coming off 6 points in the Badgers' loss at Indiana last time out. Ronnie Porter, 5'4 junior from St. Paul, Minnesota, fifth in the Big Ten at 5 assists per game. Natalie Leitzinger, the 5'8 grad student from Monroe, Wisconsin. And Sarah Williams, 6'4 junior in the center circle for the Badgers. She's from Brooklyn, New York, fourth in the Big Ten in scoring. Opening tip-off picked up by the Gophers. It's McKinney from the right side. Long two-pointer is in. Quick shot from the freshman, as I mentioned, coming off a career-best 25 points last game for the Gophers against Penn State. McKinney averages 10.5 per contest. First possession of the game for Wisconsin. It's Ronnie Porter out at the top of the key. Dribbles to her right, throws back to her left. Leitzinger catches to the corner. It's McCray. Return pass to Leitzinger. All the way to the right side. Ball tipped but picked up by Porter. 10 on the shot clock. Porter flips it to Myers. Long two straight on. It's going to hit off the rim. No good. Rebound higher. She falls to the floor and she lost it out of bounds. And I believe that's going to be Wisconsin ball, and it will be. Minnesota comes in 41 rebounds per game. That's sixth best in the Big Ten. Badgers 30.5 rebounds per contest. That's 14th in the conference. Inbounds pass caught by Williams. Has it near the left elbow. Hands off. Myers. Pull up. 15-footer. Too strong. Rebounded by McKinney. Minnesota ball left to right. In the front court, this is Battle. Outside left. Gives to Grahulski, a three over Leitzinger, and she drills it. That's Grace Grahulski, 29% shooter from the three-point arc, but she takes the most threes and makes the most threes of any Gopher. Williams spins right of the lane. Jumper is up, and that one falls off. No good. Rebound grabbed by Heyer. Minnesota ball, 5-0 Gophers. 8:45 to go, opening quarter. This is Battle working, defended by Myers. Has it top of the key, still has the dribble. Pull up, left the lane. Challenged by Williams, shot no good. Rebound Heyer. Offensive rebound, they get it back to Heyer. Three on the right side, and it's in. And Minnesota has come out with a scoring barrage in the first quarter. 8-0 Gophers in a blink of an eye. 8:20 to play in the first. Porter, right sideline, pushes the pass to Leitzinger. Hard bounce caught by McCray, left elbow. Turns and faces higher. One dribble, now trying to hand off, being denied, trying to get it to Myers. Instead, she'll fire it out to Porter.
who pulls up for three. That one's off the back rim, no good. Rebound Battle. Transition time for the Gophers. Battle down low, up over Myers, off the window for two. That's going to force a timeout. First 10 points of the game, just like that for Minnesota. 10-0 Gophers over the Badgers. 2 minutes into the first quarter. Timeout, Wisconsin. Back after this, and this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Have you listened to Community Stories yet? The show that features voices from right here in our community? Well, for the month of January, you can catch up on podcasts of past episodes on our website at civicmedia.us. The show's going on vacation for a month, but Community Stories will return in February, tanned and well-rested. Okay, maybe not, but the stories will be fresh and engaging. Keep your dial tuned to WFHR for updates on the new schedule, guests, and stories from right here in our community.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Badger fans, today's game brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Matza Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. John Audius with you courtside at the Kohl Center today. Fast start for the Golden Gophers over Wisconsin. It's 10-0 Minnesota, 7:58 to play in the opening quarter, and the Gophers are 4 of 5 from the floor. They've hit 2 3-pointers, 2 of 2, while Wisconsin has yet to record a field goal. The Badgers 0 of 4 from the field. 10-0 start for Minnesota. 3 points for Heyer, a 3 for Grahalski, and then McKinney and Battle, each with 2. Here comes Wisconsin. Right to left following the quick timeout 2 minutes into this game. Ronnie Porter outside left for the UW, dribbles to the head of the key. Pushes it over to Douglas, who gives it up to Leitzinger, right in front of the Minnesota bench. Here's Leitzinger, defended by Grahalski, off to Williams. Shot clock's at 10. Outside left, it finds Myers. Myers over to Douglas, just right of the wheel. Bouncing, looking for Williams. She has it with 3 on the shot clock. Drops it off inside. Douglas to the rim, no, and a foul. So Sarah Williams with the last second pass as the shot clock was winding down. And thankfully, Hallie Douglas will be going to the free throw line for a pair of free throws. Douglas, 3.9 points per game for the grad student from Lake Forest, Illinois. And the first one is in for Douglas. 69% free throw shooter this season, Hallie Douglas. Playing in her fifth season at Wisconsin, and that one is good. So two at the line there for Hallie. First 2 points of the game for Wisconsin. It's 10-2. Gophers lead in the ball. 7:23 to play in the first. It's McKinney outside right. Gets a screen by Hart. McKinney then lowers her head, drives to the rim, gets stopped by two defenders down low. Kick out, Grahalski. Douglas flies by her. Grahalski bounces inside. Hart down low. Good. Low block right for Sophie Hart. 6'5" senior. 52% shooting from the floor this season. Right baseline, Williams pass got deflected. She wanted a foul, and it's stolen by the Gophers. Grahalski to Heyer, back to Grace, a 3 straight on. Right side of the rim, no good. Hart over the back, couldn't grab it, and it's picked up by Porter. Wisconsin basketball, 6:47 to play, first quarter, 12-2 Minnesota. Porter takes a look over at head coach Marissa Mosley between the circles. Porter dribbles to her right, has it still near the top of the key. Left-hand drive. Kick to the left corner. 3 by Douglas is no good. Ball tipped out of bounds. Saved by Minnesota. It was headed out of bounds off of Sarah Williams, I believe, but it was picked up and saved by Battle. Gophers, front court, McKinney. Jab steps with the right foot. Lobs inside. It's caught by Heyer, and she's fouled. Bumped. Did not get the shot away, but it's a good pass down low to find Heyer on the right block. And now the Badgers with three new faces into the game. It's Jimenez, McCray, and Lily Cron. 6:15 to play in the first quarter, so here's Heyer at the free throw line. The 6'1 junior from Chaska, Minnesota, misses the first. Heyer, a 64% free throw shooter this season. She was under 50% from the free throw line a year ago. Next one is no good. Douglas corrals for Wisconsin. Pass across the timeline to Jimenez. Steers it over to the corner. Leitzinger bounces down low. It's McCray, double team. She'll kick to the near side. A three by Cron. Too strong. And it's ripped down by Heyer. Minnesota basketball. 5:57 to play, first quarter. 12-2 Gophers. Battle on the right wing. Finds Grahulski. Working on Leitzinger. Flips to the corner where it's grabbed by Rose. Rose working on Jimenez. Rose left of the lane, skips near side. Grahulski lowers her head, rumbles to the rim, missed it, and it's tipped out of bounds. It'll be Wisconsin ball, last touch Minnesota. Wisconsin still has yet to make a field goal in this first quarter. 0 of 6 from the floor. 12-2, Minnesota over Wisconsin. Gophers 5 of 8 from the floor. Badgers 0 of 6 from the field. Douglas outside right, soft touch to Cron at the free throw line. Cron working, defended by Battle. Now bounces mid-post left to McCray. Back out, she finds Douglas. Shot clock is now at 10. Jimenez driving all the way to the rim. Missed it too strong with the left hand. The ball loose on the floor. It's grabbed by Minnesota. And the whistle stops play and a foul called against Hallie Douglas. Rebound was picked up by Annika Stewart, a transfer from Nebraska. And that'll be team foul number 2 against Wisconsin with 5 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Wisconsin hasn't scored in the last 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Minnesota hasn't scored in the last 2. Stewart for 3 to try to end that. It's no good. Rebound picked up in the corner by the Gophers. It was Heyer with another offensive rebound here today. Stewart turnaround at the Big Ten logo and it falls. 14-2 now, Gophers on top. And here's McCray catching a pass underneath and a foul. Reach in against Minnesota.
Minnesota foul on 21.
Two offensive rebounds for Heyer. She already has a total of 5 for the Gophers. And this Minnesota team out-rebounding the Badgers really early here by 6. Deanna Jimenez comes out of the game. Ronnie Porter in for Wisconsin. With 4:41 to play in this first quarter, it's a 14-2 Minnesota advantage. It's the largest lead of the game now for the Gophers. They started off on a 10-0 run to start this one. Off the inbounds, it's Sarah Williams down on the left, clears some space, missed the short jumper down low, and it's grabbed by Hart. Front court battle. She'll launch for 3. And it rolls in. Third three-point make already in this first quarter for Minnesota. And then Cron loses it on the sideline in front of the Gophers bench. Bobbled the pass. And it's a turnover. Everything is going right for Minnesota. Not much right for Wisconsin right now. Jovana Spasovsky comes into the game now for the Badgers. Leitzinger leaves, and Tess Myers also comes in for Lily Cron. 4:17 to play first quarter. 7-0 Minnesota run. 3, right side, Grahulski. That one's no good. Hart offensive rebound. Kick it back out to Grahulski on the right. McCray closes out defensively. Out on top. This is Rose. Knocked free by Porter. It's loose, and it's grabbed by Williams. That's a turnover. Wisconsin with it. Front court, Tess Myers. Looks to her left and finds Porter. And then Porter gives it up for Williams in transition. Williams gets tackled to the floor and a foul against the Gophers. That's against Hart. 13 foul against the Golden Gophers here. 3:52 to play in the opening quarter. 17-2. Minnesota on a 7-0 run. They're 59% from the floor. Wisconsin has yet to make a field goal. 0 for 8. Williams, top of the key. Pushes it over to Porter. Porter, screened by Sarah. Porter, jumper, free throw line, short. And the rebound controlled by Grahulski. Minnesota front court. It's Grahulski defended by Spasovsky. Spins it off to her left. It's picked up by Battle. Williams defends out near the arc. Back over to Grahulski, just right of the wheel. To the left and Hart outside the arc. Shot clock's getting close to 10. Battle has it outside left, working on McCray to the baseline. Shot clock's at 8. Battle brings it back out. Now a mid-range jumper is up and in. 7 points for Battle. A 9-0 run for Minnesota. And it's 19-2, Gophers over the Badgers. 3:10 to play and a timeout taken by Wisconsin. Timeout by the Badgers, but this Minnesota run now up to 9-0 and a 17-point lead, largest lead of the game. Gophers shooting 62% from the floor, 8 for 13. Wisconsin 0 for 9 from the field. Hey Badger fans, get ready for family fun at the Kids Takeover game. Wisconsin women's basketball takes on Maryland on Saturday, January 11th at 1:30 p.m. Now, select young fans will have the opportunity to shadow game day staff and be part of the experience. Can't wait to see you out at the Kohl Center Saturday, January 11th at 1:30. 3:10 to go in this first quarter. Only 2 points coming from the free throw line for Wisconsin. That was Hallie Douglas. Other than that, it's been all Gophers. Badgers haven't put anything on the board in the last 4 minutes and 20 seconds. Following the quick Wisconsin timeout, second of the quarter taken by the Badgers, it's Porter catching the inbounds pass. Porter between the circles, out on top. Ronnie still with the right-hand dribble. Pushes a pass to Leitzinger. Leitzinger drops it off, mid-post right, Williams, double-team, kicks it over near side, Myers, extra pass out on top, shot clock's under 10, it's Porter, driving, penetrating, kicking, right side three, up in the air by Leitzinger, no good, and Spasovsky over the back, trying to grab that rebound on Battle. Foul against the freshman, Ivana Spasovsky. 2:47 to play. Or wait, they're going to say, I thought it was Spasovsky over the back, they're going to say Battle. I saw it completely the other way. Battle will be called for that foul. Fourth team foul against the Gophers, so it'll be Wisconsin ball. Porter, around a screen by Williams. Has it head of the key, and she traveled. The defense by Rose was right on Porter. Kind of slid that pivot foot. Got called for the walk. .240 to go in the first quarter, 19-2. Minnesota leads. Rose bounces left side. This is McKinney to the free throw line. Pulls up. The jumper is missed. The rebound collected by Williams. First rebound of the game grabbed by Sarah Williams. She leads the Big Ten at over 12 per game. Myers. Hard pass over to the left to Leitzinger. Guides it over to the corner. A lob inside for Williams. Ball stripped down low with a double team all over. Picked up by Minnesota. On the floor is McKinney coming up with the loose ball. Now she has it. Outside left. Working on the freshman Spasovsky. McKinney strong to the rim. No, but a foul. That was freshman versus freshman. Tori McKinney from Minnetonka, Minnesota, up against Jovana Spasovsky from Belgrade, Serbia. And so McKinney steps to the free throw line where she is 95% from the line this season. Coming off 25 points against Penn State, a Minnesota win. And that free throw is no good. Two minutes and 1 second to go in this first quarter. 2:01 to go, 19-2. This is get Minnesota to the 20-point mark. They do a 10-0 run now for the Gophers. Over the last 5 minutes and change for Minnesota, 10-0 run. 18-point lead, largest of the game. Porter throws it over to Leitzinger, top of the key. Leitzinger dribbles to her left, defended by Grahulski. Finds Williams, free throw line. Going downhill to the rim. Missed it too strong. Rebound Minnesota. A minute 38 to go in the quarter. Wisconsin still has yet to make a shot from the field. Grahulski inside to Hart on Leitzinger. Turnaround in the lane. No good. Williams gets another one for the Badgers. And here comes Wisconsin. Down 18. A minute 24 and counting to go. First quarter. The Badgers 0 for 11 from the floor. Here's Ronnie Porter standing at the motion W. Porter makes her move, defended by McKinney. Now it's defended by Grahalski. Slip screen by Williams. Porter picks up her dribble near the free throw line. Shot clock at 8. Her pass for Leitzinger is bobbled and stolen. Grahalski in transition. Gives it up to Rose in the corner. This is Alexia Rose. Over to Grahalski out on top. Spasovsky defense for Wisconsin. Under a minute to go. Step back. Grahalski, 3. Banks it in. The bank is open on New Year's Eve for Minnesota. 43 seconds to go in the quarter. It's the fourth Minnesota three-point make. 23-2. Gophers lead. Screen Williams to Leitzinger. Leitzinger, top of the key, left-hand dribble. Finds Spasovsky. Shot clock's at 8. Feeds to Williams. Double team on Sarah. Brings it down low. Falls to the floor. Finds Porter. 3 in the shot clock. Porter to the rim. No good with the shot wide left, but a foul. Shot clock less than a second to go. And now Wisconsin will have an opportunity to stop the Minnesota 13-0 run that's lasted 6 minutes and 54 seconds. And so here's Porter. To stop the run, and it's in. So Porter gets the free throw. That's where Wisconsin has obtained their points so far this afternoon. Next one good. So Badgers perfect from the free throw line. 17 seconds to go in the quarter. It's 23-4 Minnesota. Gophers can hold for the final shot with 10 seconds to play in the first. Battle. Around a screen by Holloway. Battle for 3 over McCray. It's short. Grabbed by Porter with 3 seconds. Porter crosses midcourt. Flips it up ahead with 1. McCray layup. Oh, it doesn't fall. As the buzzer sounds to end the first quarter. Porter got it the length of the floor. Then pushed to McCray, who had an opportunity around the rim. Could not convert. Wisconsin 0-for-11 from the field in that first quarter. Tough first quarter. All Minnesota. The Gophers lead the Badgers by a score of 23-4 after the first 10 minutes. We'll take a break and come back with the second quarter next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Rough first quarter for the Wisconsin Badgers. John Audius with you at the Kohl Center. It's a border battle here today between Wisconsin and Minnesota, but it was all Golden Gophers. In the opening quarter, Minnesota 9 of 17 from the floor, 53% shooting. That includes 4 three-point makes by Minnesota, 4 of 8. Meanwhile, Wisconsin 0 for 12 from the floor, 0 of 4 from downtown. The points from the Badgers come at the free throw line, where Wisconsin was a perfect 4 for 4. But tough first quarter. Minnesota scored the first 10 points of the quarter. 10-0 lead before Wisconsin had to take a very early timeout. Badgers also had to endure a 13-0 Gophers run that lasted almost 7 minutes. Minnesota has led by as many as 21 points in this game. Now a turnover to start the second quarter. Kerhalski behind the back in transition. Layup left hand. Good. Kerhalski. Two more on the board for the Gophers to start the second quarter. Spasovsky has it. Flips it over to Leitzinger. Left side. This is the Badgers. Natalie Leitzinger out of Monroe, Wisconsin. Finds Sarah Williams, Wisconsin's junior. Hands off to Porter. Porter trying to zigzag around traffic. Has nothing there. Pushes it back to Williams. A ball fake. Now a shot over Hart from the free throw line. No good. Falls off the front side of the rim. And it's grabbed by Battle. Outlet to the right sideline. Kerhalski return pass to Battle. Minnesota on offense. 25-4 Gophers. Kerhalski three straight on. That one's too strong. Chased down in the corner and grabbed by Sarah Williams. Her third rebound of the game. Here's Ronnie Porter. Accelerating to the front court. Finds Williams. 15-footers up. That one's too strong. No good. And the ball tipped out to McKinney. Minnesota ball. Gophers early in the second quarter, leading 25-4. Hart down low. Step through on Williams, who fell backwards, and an easy lay-in there by Sophie Hart. The senior, 7.5 points per game. Two more on the board. 27-4. Largest lead of the game for the Gophers. 23 points. 8:27 to go, second quarter. Leitzinger goes to Spasovsky. She'll try at three on the left side. And it's nothing but net for Spasovsky. First field goal of the game for Wisconsin. 27-7. And now the Gophers throw it away. It'll be Badgers basketball. Jovana Spasovsky got the pass from Leitzinger, and just giving her enough space defensively was higher, trying to cheat towards Sarah Williams, who was posting up. And Spasovsky faked a pass and said, you know what, I'm going to try this. And it's her first three-pointer of the season. A freshman from Belgrade, Serbia. First field goal of the game for Wisconsin. McCray. Left elbow, catches the pass. Fires out to Spasovsky, calls for the screen. Here's Jovana in the lane. Fadeaway flips it up, too strong. Grabbed by the Gophers. Wisconsin defends with 7:39 to play in the second quarter. 20-point lead for the Gophers. McKinney gallops to the rim, no good. And the rebound falls into the lap of Porter, who got pushed down to the court, and a foul against Minnesota. Wisconsin shooting 6% from the floor right now, 1 of 16. Minnesota 11 out of 21 from the field. That's 52%. 27-7. Minnesota. 7:26 to go. Second quarter. Spasovsky. To Porter. Inside. McCray. Double team. Kick out. Douglas. Back inside. Here's McCray. Up around the restricted arc. It went halfway down. Popped out. There's Spasovsky. Up and in. Off the backboard. Rebound and the putback by Jovana Spasovsky. Minnesota reverse layup tried and no good. Thereby higher and a foul called against the Badgers. So Jovana Spasovsky now with 5 points for the Badgers. And she's got 5 of the 9 points for Wisconsin here with 7 minutes and 3 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's 27-9 Minnesota. Here's higher at the free throw line. Spasovsky, by the way, just a point off tying her career best here early on in her first season at Wisconsin. 28-9 after the higher free throw. Next one is no good. Offensive rebound, Minnesota. Down low, up with the left hand. Rolls off the rim, no good. It's Stewart. Ball loose, and now a whistle. And a foul called against the Gophers. And it's called against Stewart.
Hard for the
6:58 to play, second quarter here at the Kohl Center in Madison. The Badgers have won the last four in this series against Minnesota. But they have to dig themselves out of a hole here against the Gophers today. See if they can do it. Douglas, lots of time left. Right wing, hands off Spasovsky. Kerhalski defends. Now gives it up to Porter. Porter on the move. Working against Rose. Screen by McCray. Porter. Pull up. got it. 15 out, Ronnie Porter. 6.5 minutes to go before halftime. 28-11, Minnesota lead in the ball. Battle around a screen by Hart. A long two is nothing but net. 9 points on 4 of 6 shooting now for Amaya Battle, a junior who scores about 8.5 per game for the Gophers. Wisconsin ball, Kron. Left wing to Spasovsky. On the floor, step back long two. Spasovsky just short over Grucholski. Rebounded by Grucholski. And now the pass is intercepted by Porter. Porter bouncing for Douglas. Transition time, layup good. Porter with the steal. Douglas with the finish. 30-13 in Minnesota leading. 5:38 to go, second quarter. Wisconsin has outscored the Gophers by 2 here in the second. Drive, left baseline, step through, Heyer flips it up. No, a travel called against Mallory Heyer. It'll be Wisconsin ball. Wisconsin, after not making a field goal in the first quarter, is 4 of 9 from the floor here in the second. Here comes Natalie Leitzinger. Across the timeline, Leitzinger between the circles. Grucholski will defend. Dribbling with the left hand. Guides it over to Douglas, who directs it now between the circles to Porter. Lobs at the left elbow. Caught by Williams. Williams working on Hart. Spinning, stepping through, up to the rim. Oh, missed it. Rebounded by Hart. Minnesota ball. Midway through the second quarter now. Driving left baseline. Grucholski, that could have been a walk. Goes up, and a hell ball called as one of the Badger players got a hand on that. It'll be Wisconsin ball after this timeout on the floor. 4:59 to play second quarter. It's Minnesota 30, Wisconsin 13. It'll be Badgers basketball after this break. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around